Hi, I'm Christopher Hale. I'm a writer, a morning walker, and a first-time contributor to storywalking.com, the creative home of Storywalker Wendy, whose stories remind us that imagination doesn't fade as we grow older. It simply waits for us to slow down enough to hear it again. Today's reflection is called A Walk to Remember. It begins on my mother's birthday. The air was cool when I stepped outside, the kind of morning that feels unhurried, with soft light settling over the pavement and a quiet breeze moving through the trees. As I began my walk, I invited my mother's angel spirit to join me. She's been gone for several years now, but on days like this, I can almost hear her footsteps beside mine. Only a few minutes into the walk, I spotted a tiny square of white plastic with a twig resting neatly across it. Something about it stopped me. It looked like a miniature journal with a slender wand lying on top, blank pages waiting for a story. My mom used to say the world leaves messages for us if we're willing to look closely. That little arrangement felt like one of them. I turned toward Oyster Pond, following a dirt road lined with quiet summer cottages. The water ahead was still, holding the morning light like glass. At the edge of the shoreline, a family of ducks played and dipped their heads beneath the surface. Watching them triggered a memory from childhood, that old Danny Kaye song, The Ugly Duckling. Without thinking, I started humming the tune, the parts I still remembered from my scratched vinyl record. The Ugly Duckling has always been one of those stories that grows with you. As a boy, I simply liked the rhythm of it. As an adult, I understand the ache of it. A young creature, alone, misunderstood, waiting for the world to see who he really is. The story becomes a reminder that not every chapter shows our true form. Some parts of our life are still growing into themselves. As I watched the ducks, two swans suddenly glided in from the far side of the pond, their white feathers catching the light just right. They moved with the kind of quiet confidence I always admired. Their timing felt intentional, almost as if my mother had nudged them into view to complete the scene. When I was a child, before phones and streaming and endless distractions, my mother gave me a small record player. I spent whole afternoons sitting cross-legged on the bedroom floor with big headphones, listening to Peter and the Wolf, Thumbelina, Peter Pan, and all the Hans Christian Andersen stories I could find. I was an awkward kid, thick glasses, too long limbs, unsure of myself, but those stories made me feel less alone. They lifted me into worlds that felt possible, worlds where transformation wasn't just a dream, but a promise. My mother had been a second grade teacher, the kind who kept fairy tale books stacked in every corner. She loved tiny worlds. Fairy houses, mossy hideaways, acorn furniture. On my walk back from Oyster Pond, I passed a garden with a small fairy house tucked under a shrub. Someone had taken the time to build it with sticks and shells. I imagined my mom smiling at it, the way she always did when she spotted something whimsical and handmade. Just before reaching my driveway, I bent down to pick up a discarded ice cream cup and spoon. It was sticky and messy, but the words printed on the cup made me pause. "Fill me up," and "Never put me down." It felt like the morning's message coming full circle, a reminder that stories, especially the ones rooted in memory, are always waiting to be written, if we're willing to carry them. Hans Christian Andersen himself grew up feeling like an outsider. He was teased for his appearance, his awkwardness, his voice. But inside those uncertain years lived the imagination that shaped all his fairy tales. The stories we remember aren't just entertainment, they're guideposts. They remind us that our beginnings don't define us, our unfolding does. If you'd like to go deeper into this theme, you can search for Danny Kaye's version of The Ugly Duckling and explore the message inside the lyrics. And for more stories like this one, visit Storywalker Wendy's storywalking.com, where you'll find a companion post for this episode, creative activities, reflective prompts, and full-length podcasts that explore the connection between nature, memory, and personal transformation. I'm Christopher Hale, and this has been my walk for today. Wherever you're walking next, may you find a small sign that reminds you of who you were, who you are becoming, or a story waiting to be written.